Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky at 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms redeveloping, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 85, winds east-southeast at around 10 miles per hour. We picked up 14 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday. Messina reported 24 one-hundredths. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Area and State News. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department Thursday arrested 31-year-old Cody Thomas Thramer of Red Oak. He was taken into custody on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for contempt of court, failure to pay child support. Thramer was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was being held without bond. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Acting State Director in Iowa, Darren Leach, Thursday announced that the USDA is investigating $413,200 to equip, rebuild, and modernize essential services in rural areas throughout Iowa. The investments will benefit nearly 30,000 rural residents. The USDA is investing in 8 projects in Iowa throughout the Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program to ensure residents in rural areas enjoy the same quality of life and services as those in urban areas. Among the programs receiving grants, the City of Atlantic is receiving a $26,300 grant to purchase new flooring, computer tables, a standing computer table, and new computers and printers for the public library. Southwest Iowa Families Incorporated is receiving a $50,000 grant to purchase furnishings and equipment for a public use facility that provides essential medical services for nearly 4,500 rural residents. The Corning Opera House Cultural Center is receiving a $24,900 grant to build gutters on the exterior of the building to ensure that the restored historical facility remains structurally sound for public use. And the Shenandoah Medical Center is receiving a $50,000 grant to purchase a new four-wheel drive ambulance to replace a vehicle in the existing fleet that has high mileage. The investments are in coordination with USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development Justin Maxson's recent announcement that the USDA is investing $185 million to equip, rebuild, modernize essential services in rural areas of 32 states, benefiting some 3 million rural residents. More than 100 types of projects are eligible for community facilities funding. Eligible applicants include municipalities, public bodies, nonprofit organizations, and federally recognized Native American tribes. The projects must be in rural areas with a population of 20,000 or less. An investigation is underway into a train derailment that occurred Thursday in Ames. KCCI says Union Pacific Railroad officials confirmed that approximately 27 cars derailed in the area of Carnegie Avenue and Edison Street at around 1:45 p.m. Authorities called a hazmat team to the scene due to the hazardous materials being present. Ames Fire Chief Rich Higgins said petroleum gas was leaking from some of the cars. He said there were no injuries. However, he did say 15 to 20 properties in the area were evacuated as a precaution. Hazmat teams from Arkansas traveled to Ames to assist with the cleanup, which was expected to take about 24 hours altogether. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a deal to buy COVID-19 test kits that can be used by Iowans at home. But a spokeswoman for the Iowa Department of Public Health said details of how to get those kits will be released in the coming weeks. The governor told reporters she signed the contract to buy the test kits on Tuesday.
So they will be in place as we phase out Test Iowa, which our numbers are just down to nothing right now.
Reynolds did not disclose the purchase price. The first drive-through Iowa test sites were established in late April of last year as COVID cases began to spike in the state. By this spring, just 5 state-run testing sites had remained. Council Bluffs' test site was closed Wednesday. The site in Cedar Rapids closed on Thursday afternoon, and the Waterloo test site location is closing today at 4. On Friday, July 16th, the final 2 locations in Davenport and Des Moines will close for good. The governor said the state hygienic lab will be involved in distributing the at-home test kits for COVID-19.
They'll be available for anyone, and there's no preconceived conditions that qualify. And so we're just moving to a better system to implement with the numbers that are going down with the Test Iowa. It doesn't make sense to keep that infrastructure in place.
110 cases of COVID-19 were confirmed by tests reported to the state on Wednesday, and about 47% of eligible Iowans are fully vaccinated. In some rural counties, fewer than 1 in 3 residents are vaccinated, and some medical professionals fear more contagious variants of the virus may already be circulating. Reynolds says a majority of Iowa adults statewide have had at least 1 dose of vaccine, and she does not plan to offer the kind of incentives or prizes that
Other governors in some other states have offered to fully vaccinate their residents.
We're doing well. I'm really proud of where we're at, and we're just going to continue to talk about the importance of it.
Iowa's vaccination rate ranks 22nd among the states, with more than 1.4 million Iowans fully vaccinated, according to the state's website. And Governor Reynolds is sending Iowa State Patrol officers to short-term duty at the southern borders of Texas and Arizona. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
On June 10th, the Republican governors of Texas and Arizona asked every state for emergency assistance in border security. Reynolds joins Republican governors from Nebraska, Idaho, and Florida in sending officers south. Reynolds, in a written statement, said Iowa law enforcement officials are recovering drugs and weapons being smuggled across the nation's southern border by drug cartels. In the first 3 months of this year, Reynolds said the amount of meth seized in Iowa was the highest it's been since the first quarter of 2018. Fentanyl seizures are up more than 1,000% in the first 5 months of this year compared to the same period in 2020. I'm O.K. Henderson.
A spokesman for the Iowa Department of Public Safety says between 25 and 30 troopers will spend 2 weeks at the U.S.-Mexico border. Following a request last October, two dozen Iowa National Guard soldiers that are there now are assisting various law enforcement agencies. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.